The djinn rolled himself up in his dust cloak and took a bearing across the desert and found the camel, most scrutiatingly idle, looking at his own reflection in a pool of water. "My long and bubbling friend," said the djinn, "what's this I hear of your doing no work, with the world so new and all?"
"Humph," said the camel.
The djinn sat down with his chin in his hand and began to think a great magic, while the camel looked at his own reflection in the pool of water. "You've given the three extra work ever since Monday morning, all on account of your scrutiating idleness," said the djinn, and he went on thinking magics with his chin in his hand.
"Humph,"
said the camel. "I shouldn't say that again if I were you," said the djinn. "You might say it once too often. Bubbles, I want you to work."